So right now, without further ado, let's bring in Brian Ross and Real News. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving, Brian.
And same to you. Same to you. It's a good day.
It's a good day to reflect and be with friends and family. And, you know, we're so lucky. We live in an area. There's various dinners held by various groups for people that it's not based on want or need. It's based on the fact that if there's somebody out there and they want to spend Thanksgiving and have dinner with somebody, you can go. You know, we live in a very, very, very lucky area like that.
I'll say, indeed we do.
Well, you know, it may be Thanksgiving, but that still doesn't change some of the horrible things that happen around gun. And this time, a Walmart employee came out shooting. A story that, once again, has your mouth drop. It's amazing.
It really is, you know, as the Times reports, a lot of empty tables at Thanksgiving dinners today for tragedy strikes and lives turned upside down. And, you know, and I don't hear any suggestion of solutions. I don't even know what the solution is, frankly. But somehow to have 600 mass shootings in a year for the third straight year requires some thinking about how to stop that.
And they say, you know, I was looking at some of the reports that came in, that he had exhibited behavior that was threatening in the recent past. You know, these are the things that this country, we have to have either mandatory lessons for people working in businesses and movie theaters and for police and for individuals, so you can see when somebody and not feel bad about mentioning it to authorities.
Indeed, and you know, we saw the shooting at the Q Club in Colorado Springs. A young man who, or a person who apparently calls himself non-binary, but he has had issues over the years, and police took no action. The red flag law exists in Colorado. There was a way for them to take away his guns, but that did not happen, and I think that requires some explanation.
I want to move on to the other side of the world, and while China is just now, once again, having a second very serious battle with COVID.
It's they cannot get a handle on it, and the sort of the shutdown, the crackdown, doesn't seem to do anything, and it's a drag on the world economy and a disaster for China.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. It's, you know, we're such a tied-in world that when you put the Chinese economy slowing down along with everything else that's going on, it sets a bad scene for heading into January, February, and March. We can move over to the Ukraine. Once again, Russia, it does not seem to want to fight on the battlefield. They just will be content and sit and try to really force Ukraine by going after citizens and citizens' power plants and schools and hospitals.
Weaponizing the winter and cold, you know, putting the civilians through. There's no legitimate military target there, and I think they have to be considered war crimes. I think it makes it even more difficult to imagine how some sort of negotiation can take place, sort of a full defeat for Russia. Mr. Putin and his generals can't win on the battlefield, so they're going to terrorize the Ukrainian people. You know, you wonder, would they? What's the point at that point? Would anybody in Ukraine welcome a Russian government or a Russian annexation?
Yeah, it's it was unbelievable when it happened, that it's even more unbelievable now.
And I think, you know, one thing, Marshall, that's important to look at is this growing alliance between Russia and Iran, what that means for U.S. policies, et cetera. You know, these are two countries that, you know, run by dictatorial individuals for different purposes, but who are clearly, you know, more than adversaries to the U.S. So it's not getting better. It's heating up.
And speaking about weird, I don't know if you saw this story. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved Hemgenix, a drug to treat hemophilia. One thing about it, though, The price per treatment, $3.5 million.
I did not see that, but what is that? What good does that do?
Well, that's, you know, it appears not to do anything good at all. What you hope is that once again, very quickly, the price of it will drop. My brother worked in the pharmaceutical industry, and very high up, as a matter of fact, in the pharmaceutical industry. And there is a certain cost to putting a drug together. But putting it on the market at $3.5 million per treatment, when you know not an insurance company in the world is going to touch it, really takes the shine off of the announcement of a drug that has been worked on for years and years and years and can solve a major problem.
Absolutely. It just seems to me that I don't get the drug company marketing and what their even intention is. How can they make any money back? I mean, sure, they should make a profit, and should be incentives to create drugs like this, which is fantastic. The scientists did their job, but as you say, who's going to pay $3.5 million? It's out of the reach of all but a few.
All right, and one good news story, Brian. A fisherman caught a 67-pound goldfish. A 67-pound goldfish. It was in the United Kingdom, and you know what he did? They took a picture of it. And he put it back in.
That's exactly what he should do. Yeah. Exactly right.
He took a picture of it, took his bows for catching it, and put it back in. So I thought I'd end with something on the pleasant side here. So you've got some time off here to enjoy the day today with your family?
I have some time off to enjoy the day with my family, and I'm looking forward to it. But, right back at it over the weekend. Lot going on. I hope you've driven by the library up the road there and see the incredible progress being made on the addition at the Sharon Library.
Whenever I go visit my friend, Dr. Parker, I just, on the way out, I always stop and I gaze over there and I say, wow, it really is amazing. And you know what? It really is a great way to put an addition on the library when you're fixing the library up. So when you face the library, it still looks like that historical building that it was.
Exactly, and that's precisely what the architects sought to do, to keep it looking just like it was, but with this important addition in the back that gives more space for community meetings and for activities, and also provides easy access for people who have a hard time getting around.
And it seems like they're doing this at a pretty good record time to me, anyways. I mean,
I think by summer for sure, at the latest, I think the plans are to have that up and running.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, once again, to you and yours, Brian, a happy Thanksgiving.
And back at you, Marshall. Always appreciate it. I'm very thankful for the opportunity you give me to join you and talk about what's going on in the world.
All right. We'll speak to you next week. Thanks, Brian.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Brian Ross and Real News this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.